Xarian takes down its web app. After detecting abnormal activity, Xarian, the self-custody crypto wallet with support for EVM and Solana chains, pulled its web application offline on April 11, 2026, after its team detected what it called abnormal activity on app.xarian.io. Blockade, the on-chain security firm that powers Xarian's phishing defense layer, blocked the site as an additional precaution. The wallet's iOS app, Android app, and browser extension remain operational and were not affected by whatever triggered the shutdown. What Xarian disclosed, Xarian's initial announcement came through its official X account. "We're investigating some abnormal activity on app.xarian.io. It is advised to not use the web app until further notice." The team followed up minutes later with confirmation that the web app had been proactively taken down and that Blockade had flagged the domain. The company confirmed in a reply that user funds are safe. Because Xarian is a non-custodial wallet, private keys never leave the user's device. Even if the web front end were fully compromised, an attacker could not directly drain wallets without tricking users into signing malicious transactions, which is exactly the kind of attack that Blockade's transaction simulation is designed to catch. Xarian has not yet disclosed the nature of the abnormal activity. The team said it is actively monitoring the situation and would share another update once the web app is restored. Why front-end attacks keep happening? The pattern here is familiar to anyone who followed the Curve Finance DNS hijack in 2022, the Balancer front-end compromise in 2023, or the more recent Neutral DeFi DNS hijack in March 2026. Web front-ends are the softest target in the DeFi stack. Smart contracts can be audited and formally verified. Private keys can be stored in hardware. But the website that users type into their browser sits on conventional web infrastructure, DNS records, CDN providers, domain registrars, and hosting services that operate under the same attack surface as any other website. A typical front-end attack works like this. An attacker gains access to the DNS configuration or the hosting environment, swaps the legitimate front-end code with a modified version that prompts users to sign a malicious transaction, and waits. The smart contracts themselves are never touched. The wallet's core security is never breached. The attack exploits the gap between what the user sees on screen and what they are actually signing. Blockade's role in this incident is worth noting. The security firm scans DApp front-ends for malicious transaction requests in real time. When Xarian or Blockade detected the anomaly, blocking the domain meant that even users who had the site cached or bookmarked would be intercepted before they could interact with a potentially compromised interface. It is the digital equivalent of locking the front door and posting a guard, rather than waiting to see if anyone walks in. What Xarian users should do right now if you used app.xarian.io. In the hours before the takedown, check your wallet's recent transaction history through a separate interface, either the Xarian mobile app, the browser extension, or a block explorer like Etherscan or SolScan. Look for any approvals or transactions you did not initiate. If you signed any transaction on the web app that you do not recognize, revoke the associated token approvals immediately using a tool like revoke.cash. If you did not interact with the web app during the window of abnormal activity, your funds are not at risk. Xarian's self-custody architecture means the wallet itself was never compromised. The risk was limited to the web front-end layer. Users of the Xarian mobile app or browser extension can continue using those interfaces normally. The broader pattern. This is the third notable front-end security incident in the crypto space in 2026 alone. Drift Protocol's $270 million exploit in March traced back to a six-month North Korean intelligence operation that compromised a privileged key. Neutral DeFi paused its smart contracts over a suspected DNS hijack the same month. Now Xarian's web app joins the list. The common thread is that protocol-level security has improved faster than front-end security. Formal verification, multi-sig governance, and time locks protect the contracts. But the interface users actually click on remains a single point of failure built on decades-old web infrastructure. Hardware wallets and browser extensions partially mitigate this by keeping key material off the web, but they cannot prevent a user from approving a malicious transaction that a compromised front-end presents as legitimate. Xarian's decision to pull the web app preemptively rather than leave it running during the investigation is the right call. The cost of downtime is measured in inconvenience. The cost of a drained wallet is measured in lost funds with no recourse.